This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Two protests formed outside the state capitol today as Governor Jared Polis delivered his State of the State address. One focused on the Hamas-Israeli war in Gaza and the other on fracking. Caitlin Mave is a climate activist. She's worried Colorado and the U.S. are not going to meet international climate goals.
So we're coming together to call attention to how we can't be funding all of these wars overseas when we don't have health care, when we don't have affordable housing, when we don't have any climate solutions. We're living in a state with over 55,000 fracking wells. Over 7,000 of those fracking wells have been approved by Polis under his term.
Governor Polis' address touched on climate as well as taxes and housing affordability. NASA is delaying plans to send astronauts back to the moon on a spacecraft designed in Colorado by Lockheed Martin. CPR Sarah Mulholland explains.
NASA was planning to send a crew to orbit the moon in November. Now they say that will happen in October 2025. The missions are part of NASA's Artemis program, aiming to return people to the moon, including the first woman. NASA is delaying the missions to fix problems that came up during 2022's unmanned mission, including concerns about the spaceship's heat shield. Lockheed says they're addressing the challenges and crew safety is a top priority. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Colorado Supreme Court building is set to open on Tuesday after a break-in last week. Denver police arrested Brandon Olson after he allegedly broke in at night and fired shots inside the building.